to Check It Out Conrad, an indie game podcast where every 2 weeks we bring you 10 indie games and tell you what we like about them. I'm Nick Lauber.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
And with us is Brayton Will.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Hey. You're welcome to put in any input if you're interested.
You just shut us down.
Yeah. And
no, it's not.
And this week we're doing Gang Beasts and Journey.
Yep, and this is live. We're doing this during the Duckstream 2016, so the energy may be a little bit different. You may be hearing this on the actual feed, though, because we're putting it out there as well.
Yeah.
So first, let's talk about Gang Beasts. It's safe to say there aren't any spoilers for it.
Yeah.
This is a local multiplayer beat-em-up party game developed by Bone Loaf.
that's something that you like. That's a thing that you crafted.
It's Meatloaf's lich form.
He
would do anything for love, including finding the 5 philacrities and hiding them at the 6 concordant points. And published by Double Fine Presents. And this is came out for Steam, Windows, OS X, and Linux on the 29th of August, 2014.
Yeah, and it's still in early access.
Yes.
It still has the banner.
Expected to come to PS4 and PSVR.
Interesting.
2016. Nick, what is cool about Gang Beasts?
Well, Gang Beasts is it's an incredibly fun goof-around multiplayer game. A lot like, actually, the duck game that we did previously with Rain.
Hi.
Our other episode that had video feed with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. It's really goofy.
Yeah.
I had a lot. I think that with the three of us and four with Steve when he was hanging out with us, like, we were having a real good time throwing each other across the walls and stuff.
It is a good example, I think. I've said this before, but like, I don't want a fighting game to be technical.
Yeah.
Like, I want a fighting game to be hilarious and stupid. And the higher skill ceiling for a fighting game, the less interested I am in it. Where you can start doing like frame jabs and reverse combos and stuff, and I'm just not like, that loses me pretty quick.
Right.
Like, I'm all item smash. Not no item smash.
Totally.
So, it's a great example of that, I think.
I think it's clear that there's, like, enough mechanics there to develop some skill around it, but the fact that the physics engine is purposely, like, they left it purposely goofy. We have bugs almost every match that played into how the game was played.
But it's not Goat Simulator. Like, it's not, like, made for YouTube screamers. Like, it doesn't have that kind of, like, because it's multiplayer, so it doesn't have that feeling of being made just to be like bad on purpose,
right?
For people to you know, watch PDP play. it doesn't have that feeling to it. It's like it's not for audiences, even though I think it works that way. It's for like people who are playing it.
Yeah,
Those are the comedy develops in it.
Yeah, and it's like I feel like it's real hard to talk too much about it because it's very simple mechanics. You can punch and grab each other and jump and lift. And you only have, what, 6 controls besides your movement?
Yeah. There's a duck, which I don't think anybody used other than...
No, that's how you lean down.
Yeah,
that's
like
the
moves,
yeah.
You can
it was
use
a surprisingly good tactic to just lay on the ground and hold on to it as long as possible.
Yeah.
And you can't use the duck to head bash as
well, there's a headbutt as well. There's a headbutt.
Was that a separate button?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't...
That might have been the backwards one, then.
It's very difficult to figure out, like, what to do in the game. Like, eventually I figured out, like, just, you know, lifting people up, dangling over the edge of things and dropping them and hoping they weren't grabbing me was kind of the strategy. Like, I feel like there probably is depth there. I would like to watch high level play, even though that's not the point of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my strategy too, beyond also punching and headbutting while I'm like holding on to the, like, because I think
well,
if you do
people,
enough,
yeah.
yeah, if you do it enough, you can stun them and get them to not be able to hang on to anything.
Yeah.
So if you're dangling over the edge and punching and headbutting, eventually they'll let off and
It kind of reminded me a bit of that that like super secret game inside of what is it? Sports with Friends.
Sports Friends.
Sports Friends. Yeah. Do you know what the
game
is called?
Yeah, it's
the two dudes squatting and touching each other.
It's like
that's not a game.
Warriors.
Well, there's no game to that.
No, that's
just
a game.
I mean, that's your guys' typical.
Yeah, and then it's like it was like a tug of war to get the first person's like head to hit the ground.
Mm.
Yeah. It was like the first Duck Stream, I think Cole was playing it with.
Yeah.
Dennis. Right?
It is really like that game's really fun too.
Yeah.
It's a weird like subgenre where there's a distinction between that and like a Goat Simulator thing where it's like the silly multiplayer game. It's kind of like what's that competitive quap kind of game where you're like climbing a mountain.
Oh, is that Mount Your Friends?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
like finding people and stuff. Where it's like that kind of like the bad control genre,
mm-hmm.
which is like really interesting as a thing.
Yeah.
Like I think it's great that people have found fun in like the full spectrum of like quality of responsiveness and precision.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but there's a real, like, it's famous for how tiny of a file size it is, wrestling game, like super wrestling game,
mm-hmm.
where you're just like these blocky guys bumping into each other and it controls terribly, but you're just like trying to push
mm-hmm.
the other guy out by like stumbling and falling in.
Yeah,
right.
And it has like procedural attempts to keep their own balance, so it's really funny animated.
Do you do those hand things when we're not like all the time?
Probably, yeah. I'm sure I do, yeah. Just in front of the mic on my own. I gesture a lot when I'm on the mic for some reason.
That's alright. I said that like I actually like thought it was bad or something.
No.
It's good. It's also the thing with Game Beast, and as much as like discussing how something is funny is the worst way to
ruin it.
You know, like yeah, ruin it or talk about things that are funny, but like it's very funny. Why is this game funny? What's funny about it?
Well, you already have like just the character proportions are goofy.
Mm-hmm.
They waddle around.
Right.
They're, you know, they kind of have that like Octodad physics movement,
mm-hmm.
which is just kind of inherently alien and maybe a little bit funny. You get cute and fun costumes.
Yeah, that's true. But I think the main source of comedy is the mistakes you do while trying to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you like you and anybody else playing. You know what you're trying to do, but the humor comes in what comes out of that attempt.
Yeah.
It'll never be what you expected.
Yeah, the gulf between what you're trying to do and what you actually
yeah.
do.
And there's also just moments of, like, pure surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh, shit, like, I got... Well, I mean, a good example is the highway, the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't, like, you have to be on that map for a minute, two
yeah.
minutes before any signs come through.
Yeah.
Or stuff like the, whatever it is, like, the window washer.
Yeah.
That you can break the ropes on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many things in there. It's like pull that laugh out of you. Like, ha!
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's an element of like, so the surprise thing. And then there's like, it's real simple, but it's like super slapsticky.
Yeah.
Like it is, you're just watching, you know, and they're anthropomorphic or non-anthropomorphic
yeah.
enough to where like, it's fun to watch violence happen to them. But
yeah.
it's really dark. Like they're getting ground up into a grinder, and like that's like picking somebody up and putting them into a grinder and then like walking away with your arms up is like the darkest thing.
Slowly doing it and then just standing there like punching them whenever they try to climb up.
You don't get out. No. You know, that's like the darkest thing, but there's just an element of like Looney Tunes
yeah.
kind of slapstick to it that works really well, I think.
Yeah.
It's real simple, but the sound effects are also so good. Like when you actually like thwack into somebody
yeah.
or when you
yeah.
knock them out especially, it's that big
yeah.
meaty sound, it's
which
like
you
a,
need because you can't see everything. It's
right.
like really chaotic.
And it plays into how soft they look too. Like
yeah.
Anything that happens to them is all with these wet, soft sounds. It works.
They're like Inside Out Stretch Armstrongs. Like, yeah, yeah. The I think the some of the bad. I have the one called Gary. The that place where it's like it's not super precise or considered in its control wise. That works more for control than it does for some of the other things. Like, I didn't like in the one level with the incinerator, how hard it was to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was, like, some things in the foreground. They started, like, one player all the way to the other side for no real
yeah.
reason.
Yeah, there was a staircase in the background. If someone went up there, you just couldn't see
them. You just couldn't see them. Like, some of those elements that are sloppy are not sloppy in favor of comedy. Like, they're just sloppy, and it just feels kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
So,
like,
camera
is like
genuinely
the,
bad.
Yeah, the camera is really bad. It makes me feel, I wonder if, like, I never want to ascribe like purposeful like laziness to something like that, but I wonder if they were like part of this. The reason that it's fun is that it's so chaotic we don't have to pay any attention to that stuff.
Right.
But I'd love if they actually finished it for it to like. I want to see everything that's happening because the comedy is all in the movement and like the way the characters interact. I think that would be the best one. Best way to do that. Any final thoughts on Game Beast? Anybody?
Would play again.
Would play again.
Yeah, it's very
A++.
Fun. Yeah, it's super, super fun.
Yeah.
Man, if Cole doesn't get to be Tuxedo Mask, sorry to re-chat in the middle of our episode, or live episode, but... Well, because I like Tuxedo Mask. I guess if I get to be Sailor Moon, I guess that's fine. No, I mean, Cole's great. That wasn't me slamming Cole. I just figured he would be like Sailor Mercury or something. Or like say whatever the redhead.
I always forget which ones are cousins.
Yeah, yeah. Which ones like actually scissor like mad, like Sailor Scissors. Like they in the Japanese version, they're like lovers.
I know, but
yeah. What? Like
I wasn't laughing at the idea of them being lovers. I was laughing at scissors like mad as a description for sapphic lovemaking.
Journey.
Is
developed by that game.
This is a weird tone that Conrad doesn't usually take.
No, live episodes are always, like, that is always a live episode thing. Yeah, I love it. That game company, published by Sony Computer Entertainment for the PlayStation 3, released March 2012. Originally only for the PlayStation Network, downloadable. Recently came to PS4, so that is how I got a chance to play it.
Yeah.
And people who listen to the show or know that we recently did Abzu, which is the same art director. I thought it was the same people, but not quite.
Yeah.
But a lot of the same kind of design philosophy. So you can, now that Nick has played it, you can kind of see why I got that idea.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So this is Nick's first time playing it. What's cool about Journey, Nick?
It's really good. It's incredibly pretty atmospheric game that doesn't ever take away anything. It doesn't give you any negative experience the whole time. Like it's all meant to just be positive and going forward, and anything that is a setback is like a 2-second setback. It's just you get knocked aside. And so it's just seeing a lot of pretty environments, interacting, and there's no dialogue, there's no written language. It's all just visual storytelling, and it's done really well. And then there's this whole extra multiplayer element that is
yeah,
we'll talk about a little bit later, because that's
kind of
the spoiler.
Yeah,
yeah,
the spoiler, the point. Like, it is very, like, forgiving. Like, you can't lose it. You're not meant to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, in the walking simulator genre of, like, thing where you can't.
But it feels more arcadey than most do.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels more gamey than most walking simulators.
Like, there are mechanics, but there aren't. And, like, I guess if you wanted to really stretch the definition, you could say there are puzzles, but they're pretty simple.
Yeah.
Like, the puzzle part of it is just kind of figuring out. It's like navigation.
Right.
You know, figuring out how to move forward.
Navigation is pretty much the only puzzle there is. And that's where a lot of the multiplayer comes in as well, is that they're there to help you, guide you around in what's going on in the game. Because you have a general goal the whole time. There's a big mountain in the background. You know you're going that way, but there's just kind of minor offshoots in between that you can use a little guiding.
And that's the big kind of twist of this, or the gimmick. A lot of people played this initially before they knew, did not know that people who you're running into were actual real people.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were NPCs.
Right.
So that is the kind of twist to Journey. And I think that what it does, that's like the reason why it is a super beautiful, like wonderful game, is that it makes you feel the actual joy you would find from running into somebody like in this lonely place. Like,
mm-hmm.
And you, like, I watched you do it. Like, when I played, I was surprised to find myself, like, even knowing the twist going into it, that, like, oh, like, I didn't want to be away from this person. Like, this person's doing the same thing. Like, I want to hang out. Like, where's my buddy? Like, I need to go do what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be next to this person. And when bad things happen to your buddy, like, it sucks. You know? And, like, you feel it.
Right.
You know? And in a weird, kind of that togetherness, you know, way that is truthful in real life.
Yeah. When you abandon your friend in this snowstorm.
Yeah. Which, if, you know, the video will be up of Nick playing it and just monstering
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Go watch the Twitch replay.
Yeah.
Where I let my buddy take the hit of a fiend.
To be fair, you were not playing an ideal. Like, we were all just, like, dicking around and doing, like, really loud Big Bopper jokes and
yeah.
stuff around.
It was,
like,
it was Big Bopper Fest 2016.
Where it's like, I came home and played it, like, after, like, a pretty frustrating, like, semi-romantic experience thing. Like, when I'm, like, a really bad date, and then came home and, like, played it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was, for me, it was just like, oh, you know,
right.
like, you know, it's very much about the environment. Like, this
yeah.
is not the, in retrospect, putting these two games together and then just to do that tonal shift is possibly not.
Oh yeah, probably not the best situation for me. But
yeah.
I got what it was going at. You know,
yeah.
I enjoyed finding people around and having them with me as we, like, I could have just ditched them and done all this other stuff, but I had that attachment to, oh, this person's making the same effort I am, and they might even help me out along the way, like, point me in a better direction. I can help follow them around, and they can follow me around. It was a really enjoyable experience to run into other little guys in this otherwise world empty of clearly living things, right? There's
yeah.
these animate objects that are around that you help to animate, but outside of that, it's a desolate world. And so running into other people just like yourself is real heartwarming.
And we made a lot of jokes about, like, finding the lore and the story and stuff, but I think that what it does is it plays with that idea of Dark Souls, like, coming across a lost civilization, but that doesn't actually fill in any gaps.
Yeah.
Like, I've never read anything online that is, like, a cogent explanation as to what happened. And that's something where Abzu fell down, where like there definitely is a thing that happened in Abzu.
Right.
This, it's like it doesn't. It's the journey. It doesn't actually matter where you're going. Like, it doesn't matter what this lost civilization actually was. You know, it's invoking a mood more than anything.
It doesn't seem like it's trying to point you towards figuring anything out. It just wants you to experience it, just to be in it.
Yeah. The point is the comfort you find in the people that go along the way, which is
so
tender-hearted.
The point is the journey?
The point is the destination.
Oh.
Because the journey to, colon, destination.
Journey three, colon, final destination.
Colon, the revenging.
With versus mode, when you unlock that.
Yeah.
So, when people are first playing it, and none of the spoilers about it being clearly multiplayer come out, is just the names of the people you've run into at the very end after the credits supposed to be your spoiler?
Yeah.
I think that's super sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, these are the people who helped you. And, like, it's not, it's got a little bit of that Dark Souls-ness, but you can't hurt anybody. You know, it's also similar to, because we're going to do Oxenfree, and that has, it's pretty spoiler.
Yeah.
There's an element that's similar, without saying what it actually is. But it's meaningless, because you don't know whether a person's hurting you or helping you. It's kind of neat, but it doesn't actually like contribute to the theme, I don't think.
Yeah, I reviewed Oxenfree for the site, and it took me forever to understand what was going on with that.
It sucks. Like, I mean, I didn't like that game very much, but like the way that it incorporates the thing is really like, it's a parlor trick. Like, and in Journey, it's the point. Like, in my mind, it is the way to take a mechanic and like make it underline your theme and tie it in like as elegantly as I've seen, you know?
But hear more about Oxenfree in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah, we're originally gonna do that one next, and then need some extra time because it's it feels like a long game.
I know it's only a few hours.
Yeah. No. I was just getting in a day because I'm sleepy and getting petty. That's the deal. I really really like that message, and it's like it's super simple, but it's 2 hours. Like that's the amount of time Journey should last.
Yeah, that is a incredibly clean. Experience sit down one playthrough experience that I think Abzu was attempting to do and didn't manage to succeed in the same way. I wanted to stop in the middle.
They both have really strong atmosphere, right? So like, and they're both very beautiful and have really great music. One of them has a very very beautiful like meaningful message. The other one is just pretty and atmospheric.
Yeah,
and like, if you can actually like get across your message through play, that's always going to be stronger than just being pretty, just having atmosphere, just having nice music. Like, one of those is a great game, one of them is like a nice movie,
right?
You know, so
I wasn't here when you guys played it, but I from what I understand, would you guys say that it's ultimately about faith? Because I've heard that the whole point of Journey is that you don't stop believing.
No. The whole point of Journey is when the night goes down in the city.
Here we stand.
That actually played really well. I enjoyed that a lot. the way it was delivered was very good.
Yeah. So do we have any other Journey thoughts? It's a short episode of Check Out Comrade, but it's also live.
It's also
you can watch us play the whole thing
and
see what we're saying while we're doing it. So
it's almost too bad that we can't play the like Journey arcade game.
Oh shit!
The Atari game right now.
Man, that's doable. But it's,
we could maybe do that later.
Yeah, the Atari. You can play every Atari game, like I think, just online.
Yeah.
Will is the person who is far on the right, playing his Pokemon.
There's Will.
Yeah, so if you like Check It Out Comrade, we're going to say this part for the admin for the actual the actual episode. If you like Check It Out Comrade, you can rate and review it on iTunes. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at Comrade Podcast and on Facebook at facebook.com/Check It Out Comrade.
Correct.
And if you want to support the show, you can go to duckfeed.tv/ or patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Sorry to throw that in the middle of this thing. But
we're gonna cut this up and throw it.
Yeah, it's gonna go upstairs. I have played Dysphoria and it's very good. So I think that's probably about it.
That's probably about it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, and we will see you in about 2 weeks.
Yep.
Live, Check It Out, Comrade.